Nobody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I'm on. We're on. Gentlemen, it's day two, Monday, July 18th of DawnCon 8. crossing the streams across the multiverse. Are you not excited? Because it's the week we've been waiting for all year. We hype it up. We get it ready. We put it in a box. Tie a little cute ribbon on it. Rip it off. Pop it open and go, bam, we're here. I'm Pogo Man. This is Paragon Radio. And I've got my co-host with me. You know the deal. It's Mad Viking.
It's freaking cold in here, Mr. Bigglesworth.
Well, why in the cryo chamber? Why the hell did you go in the cryo chamber?
I was trying to get warm. We're in Canada.
Oh, that's right. Tonight, we're not in the WCOC in Champions Online. We decided yesterday, because it was such a nice day out across the country, no, we're going to postpone the races. Usually we start off with the Fast and the Furious on Sunday. We said no. Tonight, live on Paragon Radio, we're going to do the Fast and the Furious Canadian Drifts version 3, because it's the third year, follow the movies. We're going to do the races live on air tonight here in City of Heroes. Everybody's hanging out, dancing, having a grand old time on the Excelsior server, on the steps of City Hall, dancing, hanging out with me. I'm holding the torch. So this way you can see where I am. I'm hanging out here with, so far, Starlight Dreamer, Mother Time. Let's see, who else is here? Others are going to be gathering soon. It's a grand old time. Other events, day one. What other events transpired yesterday?
Well, we had Fritz over on, excuse me. The Second Life, there we go. Learn to talk. That might help.
Yes.
Also, Texas was on
DJ
City
Texas.
Of Heroes, as well as Champions.
Oh, very cool.
Mm-hmm. We were aiming for, see what would happen yesterday. Nothing really happened. So when all else fails, we had a backup. We always planned, and Pogo Man, this has happened a couple of times before where, nothing just happened. So we always have plan B.
Always have a plan B.
Yes,
and plan
so
B was...
We activated plan B.
That's right. Let's do it during Paragon Radio, because why not? And tonight so far we have... Lanny, always with us, Alan, and the Teddysons, Mr. Nom Nom, and Clarence, DJ Alto, Mark 7V2, and yours truly, Pokemon and Mad Viking. We're over by the Argent, what do you call this? The Argent, isn't it the Argent Sanctuary, they call it? But it's
yeah.
The Argent Building? Argent
right.
Sanctuary. If you're trying to find us, it's near the contact under that weird tent thing. And we're by the paved road over there. That's the easiest way I can explain the opening over there. So hold on. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Okay. If you go by Lieutenant, why can't I see his name? Good Lord, why am I having trouble reading that name? Lieutenant Diffenbaker?
Alto calls it the Argent Factory.
All right, the Argent Factory. But Lieutenant Diefenbaker, he's under the tent. He's a contact over there. And he's got one of those teleport things, regen things. Lieutenant Diefenbaker, right. Right, you talk to Lieutenant Diefenbaker. He gives you the missions, make it fast, make it Argent. I haven't done these missions. Okay, Argent
fast,
marching orders. Yep, eyeing robots. You can tell. No, I haven't done these missions. That's why I clicked on them.
Oh.
Okay. Oops, I have not done these missions. That's why I clicked on them. Guilty as charged. I guess somehow I skipped over. I guess I skipped over the Canadian Wilderness, or this guy skipped over. So that's why I know. All right. So that contact by Argent. Hold on. I'm gonna make this simple. It's the Argent Factory. It's the Argent Factory where the pipeline begins. It's that building.
We got another racer, Major Harrison Bolticus.
All right, I'm flying. Look, I can fly. You didn't know I could fly, did you? It's tech, I tell you.
There we go.
I really can't fly. Okay, so it's that contact, and if you go out to the road in front of him, that opening there, that's where we are. That's where we are. No, Major Harrison Bolticus, you did not miss the race. Nothing has started yet. We're just getting warmed up. So, for the race people here, you know the deal. We do this every year. We've done this for 3 years. If you go the way I'm facing, Alan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's not forget Juno Francisco, who is listening, and I quote, freezing her beep off.
Is she going to join us? Yes, we're waiting for Juno if she's going to join.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
if
she's
you're over by
the other end.
Oh, she is down there already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Thank you, Juno. Okay, you showed her the track. Thank you. Okay. And Alto, how are they going to hear us, Alto, if you're playing racing music on?
No. Well, consider, you know, that's for, you know, in case people want both. We're
right,
doing
so
commentary. He's providing
right,
the background music.
Right. So what you do, this is what you do. You put dawnradio.live on low. You put us up on high. Or something like that. Some combination thereof. Or either or. Put the music up high, us on low. But you're going to miss our commentary. Something like that. Some combination. we got Finny here.
We may have another one in the form of a shark girl, Finny.
Finny, a short girl?
Shark.
She looks tall to me. Shark.
Well,
oh,
take a look at her back. There's a fin.
Yeah, that counts. Oh, that's why she's finny. Okay.
Yep.
That counts. I will allow that.
We're going, what's his name?
These people are furry.
Judge Bill Splane. I'll allow it.
I'll allow it. Yeah, they can't. Yeah, it counts. It yes, in some way it counts. Yes. If you look, it's anthropomorphic.
Anthropomorphic is the key word. So
it doesn't have to be a mammal. Because Fast and the Furious sounds cooler than Fast and the Anthropomorphic.
Mm-hmm. And definitely better than Fast and the Fishy.
That's right. Because then we'd have to have boat races, and we don't have boats. Mm-hmm. So. That's right.
All right, so at least we know we're going to get one race.
That's right. We're going to have at least one.
And I have no problem handing out prizes.
That's right. So if you're over in City of Heroes and you have an anthropomorphic character or an anthropomorphic costume.
If you're on Champions, not City of Heroes.
No. Let me finish. If you're in City of Heroes and have a character on Champions with a vehicle, with an hold on. If you are on City of Heroes listening and you have a character on Champions Online that's anthropomorphic or have a character on Champions Online with an anthropomorphic costume and a vehicle, switch over, join us in the Canadian Wilderness, excuse me, and have some fun tonight. I'll stand here by myself on the steps of City Hall. It's okay. I'll man the fort. When Paragon chat was open, this is what I did for a couple of years till we got the game back. That's what I did. All right, Mad Viking says, so far. Oh, that's you. All right, so far we got a wolf, a cat, a bear, a shark. No bunnies yet. And we're going to go. If we get like six, I say we go three wide to make it two races. Mm-hmm. To make it interesting, and then I think we'll take the top two from each to make it a four, you know, something like that. So, Alto's saying I might maybe enter.
Hence I said a cat.
Sorta. Hasn't decided. Not sure.
Okay, not a wolf. Not a wolf. Okay.
Who's not a wolf?
Lanny's not a wolf. What are you?
I thought Lanny was a fox. Lanny, I bet he's a fox. Look at the tail. Try calling Sprinkles then.
Uh-huh.
Sprinkles was here yesterday, ready to go.
Yep, and, you know, like I said, we all, you know, every time you try to plan any kind of event, you got to have a plan B.
That's what I said, yes.
Yeah, I think last year it was the Dungeons and Dragons, the Champions playing Champions on Champions. We planned to play a game, but we didn't. All we did was fake the characters.
No. We played for a few months. We took some time off.
No, on
then,
the, on the day, on the day of DawnCon.
Oh, right. We were going to play, but we made, yeah, that, well, that's what happens. We made characters. All right, that's all right.
Yeah, but
we're
going to play the game. Well, we didn't get to play the game, but we had a lot of fun. And
but
I'm kind of waiting for Alto and Alan to act up upon hearing this, going, Crayon Cartel returns.
Oh, but you know, sometimes the coolest part. Why is Alto saying raining blood?
I don't.
Is that,
there
okay.
He is. Draw together, Crayon Cartel.
Okay. Finney's saying, "Oh fuck! I burnt my hand." We don't need real life. Did you see the movie Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds when he plays like this NPC that they give AI to? It's like he meets these PCs and it's like he meets this one. They're trying to get info that like the guy who made this game stole like the data from from this other game. And he's talking to somebody, and all of a sudden, like, he goes, suddenly, like, he's talking to him, and he goes, Mom, stop vacuuming. I'm trying to do a show here. And he's like, who the hell is he talking to? Because he doesn't fully realize he's a character in a game. And it's like, huh? Yeah, Free Guy is hilarious. It's one of those things, like, in the afternoon when I'm just sitting here. It's like, oh, it's on. I got to watch it. It's funny. What's his name? The director, Taiti Wakati. I can't remember his name. He directed the movie. He was in the movie as the bad guy. He's just hilarious. He goes, let's say you want a sequel. And let's say you want Kentucky Fried Chicken. But so I'm going to make Alabama Big Chicken or something. And the guy's like, what? You can't make a sequel to... And he's just like, look, you can't make a sequel to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Like, you're just going to go to... Like, he's like... And he's going to think about... Like, everybody's like, you just go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, then you wouldn't make a sequel to it.
But let's see.
You can say
we had a bit of a slow start. But I hope, as we always have, picks up as we go along.
So it's safe to say tonight, was it Alabama Fried Chicken? I know it was Alabama something chicken, like Alabama Fried Chicken or something like that. Yeah, it was something like he was like making fun, like, you're not going to call it Kentucky Fried Chicken too. You're going to call it something different. it was some ridiculous thing. Like, and he's looking at him like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, why bother making a sequel? Holy shit. Alto has a laser.
Yep.
Now he just fired, and I don't know what he did. He just destroyed half a Canadian wilderness.
Not only that, it's raining stuff now.
Yes, because he just heated up the weather and, you know, did the... Well, you do the math. And the cold and the heat from the laser, you know, mixed. And, oh, never mind.
The ultimate chest beam.
Ultimate chest beam. Do I wonder where he got that from? It's a device. Yes, I figure that. Okay. You supercharge your chest beam to dangerous levels. No shit. You must own the chest beam power to activate this item.
All right. Well, now since...
Oh, since this lockbox. Okay. Actually, Warsenal has chest beam. You should get that. I just,
I will,
you know.
I will mention in the Discord we have up to four, maybe four racers.
So,
we may be able to lure some people.
Right. I read that out, but yeah, in order to use ultimate chest beam, you have to have chest beam. I have that. Warsenal has chest beam, yes. Yes, he has that.
All right, so, okay, so let's see. We got people, you know, they're just paid. We could have our first race while we're still trying to pitch. What do you say, 8:30, 8:45?
Yeah, I'd say somewhere between there, and this way we have enough. So if anybody wants to race between 8:30, 8:45, no later than 8:45 for the first race because we're out of here at 9:30. I'll tell you what, if we get more racers, we can extend the show, I'd say, to 10 o'clock.
I have no problem delaying the Greatest Gen or moving it to next week.
Okay.
So,
right. And we don't have to do our normal thing since it's dawn, unless everybody wants me to go into the tome. God damn it. I did it again. I had to go into the tomb to get the tome. I got to say the whole thing. Otherwise, you know. I have to go into the tomb to get the tome.
All right. Okay. Well, we're getting a preview of our racers here. Looks like Lonnie will be picking Strikehawk, who seems to like to peck on the ground. Alto will be coming in.
I'll be bringing in a flower.
In the Buttercup special.
The
Looks
Buttercup
like a flower
Express.
Buttercup.
But I do know this. His Buttercup has the sweetest smile.
You know where Alto went
hey,
while he's racing is going, why don't you build me up, Buttercup, baby?
Alto says, ooh, trippy. Device becomes countdown when you equip it.
And I think some form of cycle for Major Harrison Balticus.
Okay.
And so Vinny is the last one to find out what kind of vehicles will be racing. Vinny looks at an Alto's ship and says it looks like a taco salad.
That's right. It does. I will not be racing because I'm not a but you know what?
Teacup, he goes.
But you know what? For the fun of it, I am going to take one pre-lap, if you don't mind. And it's not my stealth wing. It's not my stealth wing. It's something I got a while ago. And I'm going to scream it. All aboard!
Oh, he's got the ghost train.
Woo!
And I'm surprised you're not playing
the music.
Come on,
Marty. Come on, Marty. Get up, TD, miles an hour. I got those explosions.
I just got 88 miles an hour. The fuck about the door.
We got to get the three explosions ready. The green, the yellow, and the red. There, I just went to green.
Vinny's going to try to foot it.
She might catch me. I have nothing in... This thing is not equipped. I just got it, and that was it. I just thought it was cool looking. I was like, "Wee!"
I don't
if
know
she
if the ghost
me,
man coming.
Hold on. If she passes me, I'm gonna lasso her, and she can pull me. Oh, what a bull. Actually, people, you know what's not fair? They can see where I've been because this leaves such a long trail. It's like, I can't hide from people. Like the stealth wing, at least you don't know like where I'm going. This thing, it's like, good Lord. Like, even if they can't catch up to me, it's like, well, use a quarter-mile trail behind them. Hey, get out of my way. Get out. Oh, good Lord. I'm so used to my... Hi, Juno. Yep, I'm on his ghost train. I just went around Juno. The same guy. What weapons do I have? I want to shoot something. Oh, I got a minigun.
Well, you might want to hurry because I think they just started lining up.
Well, hold on a minute. I'm shooting something.
All right. Well, if you guys...
Okay, I'm on the way back.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait for me to get back. Hold on.
I know. Well, while you're
race.
Getting back, I will announce our racers here.
Wait a minute. We said... Wait a minute. Hold on. We said between 8:30 and 8:45. It's only 8:26.
Well, by the time I finish announcing who's racing, it should be. I'm going to make it dramatic. You got to make it dramatic.
Okay. All right. We'll take
All
a
right.
while here.
Racing in the gray strike wing from the supergroup. Keep it chill. You know the drill. It's Lonnie.
And I have to write down names. Oh, I didn't get that far. Yeah. And I have to write down names of racers.
Yep.
All right, keep announcing because I'm
racing
trying to get back.
Racing in the Sky Cycle pattern after the Patriots event. Representing himself, the Patriot, Major Harrison Bolticus. Yay.
Woo-hoo. Okay. Let me write down some names.
Riding in the... Well, depending on your view,
it's either
the flying teacup or the flying taco plate.
Hold on.
From Dawn Radio and Paragon Dawn, it is the DJ from Bunny Night, the Techno Kitty, Alto Bark 7 version 2. Yay. There you go.
Yay. Woohoo. All right.
And representing herself.
Oh. Yes.
In a very funky vehicle that I forget the name of.
What does it look like?
Representing yourself. The Battle Hardened. The backstage interviewer from Dawnmination. The Sly Shark herself, Finny.
Just a minute.
The golden car. Okay, it's the golden car.
I have to get into my chair. Okay, I'm in my chair.
He has to get into his chair. Look at this.
I need to be in my chair.
Your spotter in the midway point. Juno
yeah.
Francisco. Yay, Juno. Yay.
Woo-hoo.
Counting
right.
down as the starter from Paragon Dawn. It is the diehard himself. The talented Teddy. The bear with the most. The one, the only. Alan! Oh, I wish I still had Old Man Bob trying to sing the national anthem.
I got something to play right now. Before we begin, everybody. Or should we play that during the race? Oh, sorry. Jump the gun.
All right.
Okay.
So there's only one phrase left, and everyone, it doesn't matter if it's NASCAR, if it's Indy, the Formula 500s, it's the same phrase. Ladies, gentlemen, everyone else, start your engines. We are on starter's orders. Alan. How about the Tiger Woods?
Yeah. We are in.
Yeah, I forget. Alan has a big delay.
Right. Well, just wait for him. When Alan is ready, he will start you off. And you will be good to go.
Okay, he just got his intro.
Okay.
With his sunglasses, he puts on.
Well, he doesn't want to get a glare in his eye. He wants to make sure. He wants to make, you know, he's got to make it official. He doesn't want to, you know, a false start.
Yeah, but it's the mean boss glasses. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Alan takes his job very seriously. Okay. Alan takes this very seriously. He asked me every year, he asks if he could do this, and he preps.
Yep. Oh, yes, he does.
He has a mirror in his bedroom, and he preps.
He will do the countdown now.
Okay. Now is different from our now. Now is his
four.
Now. Oh, here we go. Four.
Type three.
Three. He's got to type it out.
Two.
You have to wait till he says the word go. One.
One.
Go!
It's time to go boogity, boogity,
boogity.
Boogity,
boogity, boogity, boogity. I got it. Yeah, put it up.
Here we go.
I don't know who's in what position. We got to wait for Juno. I'm just going to let the song play out.
Well, it's the wacky races, so I got to do it right here. Lanny is in her racer, decided to go into his Frank Wing power. But Alto's in the tacos, throwing tomato power.
He's throwing salts on the ground to make sure the other ones skid out. Oh, my God. The golden car has gone into a drift. Yo, it's called Canadian drift. I got to say it at least once.
Major Harrison Bulticus using flag power.
He's throwing Scud missiles. Oh, my goodness. Junior says, here they come already.
Lanny's
in the
lead. Finney's trying to keep in the race here using bigger boat power.
Oh,
there goes Finney
and the rest. Wow, that was a long delay. I don't know.
Wait
a minute.
Lanny just passed. Lanny is first.
Okay, let me write this down. Lanny just. Jeez. I don't know when he's gotten that engine, but holy mackerel.
Somewhere Boop is Trump going like, I sense competition.
Yeah. Holy mackerel.
Wow.
Where's Lenny gone, that thing?
Well, I guess Lanny heeded my messages about building up speed and control.
Yeah.
Going down this road here, you do need those two.
Lenny
comes in second. Followed by Major Harrison Bulticus.
What happened to Alto? Alto took off like a lightning.
All right, who threw the catnip down?
I know, really. Where is Alto?
Yes,
Finney is in second.
Now here comes Alto. The teacup is slow. Well, because, you know, it's...
Yeah.
Whoa! I got a hand to Lanny on that
I'm going to definitely be tuning up my jet for maximum racing speed. Lanny, you won by a mile. Literally.
Let's see. Last year's champion was...
Flea Belly.
It was Flea Belly, yeah.
Right. 2 years
so
ago.
We don't have a returning champion.
Again. Well, wait, hold on.
No, Boop was the first one.
Right, Boop was the first one. Then.
Oh, Alto's getting serious. He's also gone into strike wing.
Oh,
mode.
All right. They won a round two? Do you want to do a second round?
We could do this round two.
Okay.
All right, you've written down who won round one, right?
Yes, I did. How many? Yep, I got it. Lanny, Finney, Major, Alto.
Okay.
In that order. Alto wants a rematch, though.
Okay. Oh, and Harrison Bolticus is breaking out the heavy artillery.
Wow. Everybody's like, screw this shit. Everyone's like, we got beat by
a mile. Thought this was fun, and then Lanny comes in. And Finney's gone into cycle mode.
Wait, did Alto say, wait a second?
Yeah.
Hold on, wait. Hold on a minute. Alto said, wait a minute.
Okay.
Alan, wait. Alan said, stand by. Yep. Hold it. Hold that start. Jeez. We should have been timing this thing. I think that was the fastest.
That is the fastest one. I mean, Boop was fast. And, of course, Flea Belly was fast. But, Lanny, damn.
That was like, huh? I was like.
Now, that song I sent you was like 3 minutes, so damn.
No, that song is like two. No, that song is 2 minutes. Yeah, almost 2 minutes, 49 seconds.
Yeah.
And that song was still playing. I mean, no, that song was still playing when everybody got back. But I was like, huh?
I was still cracking.
No.
I was still trying to come up with something for Finney as a power. And then, zoom, there's Lanny.
Okay, Alto's. Okay, what's going on here? People are getting out of the cars, their vehicles. okay, let's see what's going on.
Well,
here.
We're waiting to hear everyone's okay, you know. So I guess.
Okay. What? Yeah.
Maybe we have a late entry. Wouldn't mind a late entry. Wouldn't be the first.
That's fine. Oh. Just waiting to see what's going on here.
Oh, Alto is pointing at Pogo.
What? Am I on the track? What do you want from me?
Wait a minute. I think we do have someone, if I see that name is correct. Hold on. Hold it. Hit the brakes. Someone typed in hit the brakes.
Okay. We hit the brakes.
Yeah,
why are you pointing at me?
Hear. I mean, Alan won't hear.
Wait. Hold a second. Why is he pointing at me? Poor Alan. That's why you got to type him local. We may have a late entry. Who? Oh, do we have time for a pee break? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Because I saw a very familiar name sign in. I'm just waiting to see which tune is being brought in.
Oh, I missed that. Where was that?
So this is on my friends list.
Oh, okay. That's right.
So when I saw that name, I was like, wait a second. I do believe we may have someone in the running. We'll give him some time because he's said person is still forming into the game. All right. So once again, we'll redoing our returning racers.
Okay. So to remind everybody, it's going to be Lanny, Finney, Major Harrison Bolticus, and Alto. Mark 7 VT.
Finney, Bolticus, and Alto has switched their vehicle. No, don't say
wait,
no.
No, 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 go. No, no, no. Ignore that go. No, 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 no. No go, no go, no go. No start, no start. You know what I'm going to do?
I want to give this guy a chance.
Hold on. You know what I'm going to do? No start. There you go. How about that? I'm the commissioner.
Blow up the chair.
No.
Go to blow up the chair. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Try and blow up this chair. I dare you. Go ahead. Try it. I'm just sipping my drink. Oh, we got a new racer approaching.
We do?
Where? That's what Alan said.
I said I'm checking. I'm checking.
Oh,
I am
checking. Asking.
I am waiting for a response.
That's right. We're waiting. We're waiting. And we're waiting. No, with me, you know how they have a pace car on the field? And it's like, as long as the pace car isn't moving, you can't go?
Yes! It looks like we may have an entry. I shall now build it up for you.
Okay.
He comes every DawnCon. He has been there for every DawnCon. He is an expert artist.
He is an
independent actor.
Uh-huh.
He has penciled for the one-issue digital comic. I just forgot. Zombie Ever After. Ladies and gentlemen, if I am incorrect, I will apologize, but it looks like our next racer is Swackhammer.
Okay, hold on a minute. I just had to log back into COH because... Sorry, guys. I keep disappearing from there. Okay, Swackhammer is coming here. Are we still holding? Are we still in a hold
pattern?
Yeah,
because right now he's at the fourth station.
Okay. Hold on. I have to do it since everybody else did it.
Let me see if he can get it. I can get him to a port.
Hold on.
Does a whack?
No, no. And you go swack. But this is like the thing to say. Swackhammer. Swack. All right. Should I get him to the... I will allow 5 wide for this one.
All right.
Hold on. I'm just bringing X for that one. And, of course, everybody knows I'm sitting in my chair. It's the Eldritch chair you get at the Halloween time, so you can't really blow it up. That's why I was like, go ahead, try and blow it up. You can't blow it up. Not like in WCOC studios. So I'm just sitting here. It's like there's a hold on the race, so no one can go until I get out of the way.
Ah, damn.
What?
Got to change so I can type.
He says, don't wait on me. No, we're waiting on you, Slack. If you want to wait, come on. Join the fun. This will be good. Join the fun. That's what this week is all about. Join the race. Have some fun. One of fun. Oh, God. Remember the movie The Birds? You ever see that movie?
Yep.
What's funny is I saw the movie when it first came out, and my uncle was here when I got home. And the whole time watching it, Tom Hanks, not like he reminded him, it's just there was a part they were talking about Tools, and that part reminded me of my uncle. And I told him, because really, I got to see this movie. And he saw it, called me up, goes, oh my God, that movie was hilarious. Like, I told you. And the funny thing was, after it came out in the movies, it wasn't on cable for years. Like, years. I could never find it. Until a few months ago, it was on. I was like, oh my God, it's on. I mean, that cast was so freaking cool. You know, it's one of those movies I'm going to talk about. Like, right off the bat, Tom Hanks, Carrie Fisher plays his wife. Corey Feldman.
And Alto had to get a photo shot.
Oh, jeez. Of what, Swackhammer?
Yeah.
Is he here?
Yeah, he's right here. It's Wacko.
Oh, there he is. Oh, he's Wacko. And Alto, wait a minute. Okay, we're going to race. We're good. Okay,
yep.
It's commission. I'm getting out of the way. Cool. You know what's funny about that? Did I tell you about that they could have done a sequel? Didn't we talk about that the one time? Because, like at the end of the movie, they go on vacation. He goes, Ricky, to Corey Feldman's character. He goes, I'm leaving you in charge of the block. He goes, you got it, sir. And it's like, think about it. Years later, they could have done a sequel to that. Like The Burbs 2, Ricky's in charge. Or something
okay.
like that.
Slack,
anyway.
I don't know if you're listening. When you see Juno Francisco, that's the area where you turn.
You go all the way to the end. What level is Swackhammer?
32.
Ooh.
He'll make it.
Okay. I'm just worried about the crowd down there. Okay. When you get to the end, you go all the way to the end of the pavement. Yeah. Well, you see Juno, you turn before her. You don't have to go around her to save some time. You just got to turn when you got to go to the end of the pavement anyway.
Four, three,
like said,
two,
one.
Go!
Here we go. Oh, let me start the song.
And they're off
this song
and
goes,
running.
Here we go. Boogity, 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 boogity. Whee!
Swackhammer's
here
going with Animaniac power. Well, Alto is going with Bunny Knight power.
They've all
and
up
going
their
on with
no
Domination power.
No funny
oh,
cars tonight. No, they've all up. Lenny up the ante. She broke through. I'm going to say that's a record. Whatever time she finished with, that was a record.
I will have to agree with that one.
I don't know what the time was. We'll have to get our time confirmed for next week. But damn!
Here they come, Juno Francisco.
I don't know who's going to cross. Usually, whoever gets to the halfway point first usually wins.
Alto and
Alto
Lanny in
the lead. Oh, my goodness. This could be a photo finish, guys. Get ready. Get ready. We might need to have a tiebreaker. It's going to be who wants it. Who's got their rocket boosters ready?
Who's got the nitrous? There goes Finny.
Who's got the NOS? Who's got their turbo boosters? Who cannot get one off the road? I don't know what's going to happen.
Lanny just passes us.
Lanny finishes again in first.
Alto.
Okay.
Second.
Lanny does it again. Alto moves up to second, though. That pin's not working. We're still waiting on third, fourth, and fifth. This is the all-important one. Third, fourth, and fifth. But it was close for first and second this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
here comes Finny.
Finny again. Okay, just waiting for Major Hat, Harrison Bolticus, and Swackhammer to cross the finish line.
Swack
finishes fourth.
And Harrison Bolticus.
Major Harrison Bolticus in fifth this time. Wow. So Alto, what I found interesting that time was Lanny continues to dominate the course. Alto moves up in the second that time by a hair.
Basically, Alto and Bolt's going to switch places.
Kind of, sort of. Well, no.
So, I mean, if we were going in the point system, Finney would have moved into second, and we would have a two-way tie between Alto and Balticus.
Well, wait a minute. Alto finished fourth in the first race, moved into second this time. Major went from third to fifth. See, I do where I had the places up.
And Alto's going, I want one more.
Alto wants all
round, right, okay,
can,
final round?
Because technically,
we're going for
Swackhammer
a final
did,
round. We're yeah, going for a
what,
final
what,
round.
Wait, I have to ask you a question, because Swackhammer didn't race that first race. So how do you give him points in that first one if he didn't race?
We'll give him a handicap.
Of what? Five points?
We'll give it something like that, yeah.
Okay, hold on. I just lost my pen. All right, I can do that. We'll just say he finished fifth. Okay, so in that place. Okay, so in that case, hold on. I'm just going to do this. I'm awarding points based on how they finished.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in that case, Swackhammer has 9 points. You want the lower the points, the better, okay? Major Harrison Baltica says 8. Alto has 6. Finney has 5. Lanny has 2. Well, she gets 1 point for first place, so.
Yeah.
Alto is like 1 point away. What was that? Robo. We call it the promo chat. So, I don't know how you want to do
wait,
for the last.
Hold on.
Like,
I got to take a look at Swackhammer here. He's changed costumes.
Where is he? I can't see him. Where is he? I'm all the way over here.
You better worry. He's got into Speed Demon. He's got a demon costume. We
tell
got
him to come over
demon.
Here so I can see him. Well, tell him to come over here so I can see him. Hold on. I'm getting out of my chair.
He's elevated.
Oh, well, tell him to come over here. Swag, come over here so I can see you for a second. I have to okay this costume.
Alan hasn't counted yet.
Why do I got to run over? I'm the commissioner. I got to okay this costume anyway. Where is he?
He's got speed demon mode.
I'll allow it. Oh, yeah, for the humor, I'll allow it.
Yep.
Hold it. Okay. All right. Wait, what was that? Wait, what are they saying now, Major? I could win this race if the U.S. Air Force let me use a jet fighter. All racers, Ned and Pogo, ready.
I'm ready.
We're trying to build up a drama here, Mr. Allen.
Oh,
we're
he
trying
wants
to discuss.
Count. You know he wants to count.
Hold on. I know. We're trying to build up the point. We're trying to build that up here. Okay, so hold on.
Well,
I think
hold
Lanny,
on,
no matter
counting.
What.
Four.
Good Lord, I'm not done talking. Hey.
Well.
All right. Fuck it. We'll discuss it during. Well, we'll discuss it after this race.
And they're off.
Good Lord. Oh, the music again. Here we go. One more time. I'm overridden. I'm getting overridden by the...
And the bear is standing
hold
with
on,
the
I'm
arms
just...
crossed like, you don't med with a bear.
I guess not. I do the shot once a year. I take it very seriously. I have one job. I do it well. I take it very seriously.
Yeah.
Name the movie.
I want to say Galaxy Quest.
Yep.
Dino Francisco. Here they come.
Wow, ready?
Alto and Lanny.
Alto and Lanny. I think if Alto pulls us off, he can move into second. And then me and you have to have a discussion about the final race. So.
Yep. There goes Vinny.
I think we should have a final. Yeah. Why does that not surprise me?
There goes Bolticus.
There goes Bolticus. Yes, right there.
And here goes Eleni. Oh, and Alto was right on her tail.
Oh, my God.
Was right there.
That was close.
Oh, and Eleni does a jump dance taunt.
All right, let me know when Penny comes in. Because this is going to be really interesting. Because guess what's going to happen if Finney finishes third? Oh, well, yeah, not even a second. That was like a split second difference.
Here we go, Finney.
That was Finney? Okay. You're not going to believe this one.
Then
based
Bolticus.
On my points. Bolticus in fourth. All right. Okay. When Major,
and,
I'm sorry, Slack.
We have a DNF. We have a DNF.
Why? What happened?
Slackhammer disconnected.
Oh no. Okay. I'm gonna give. Well, he gets fifth. So he gets fifth. He participated in the race. How much time is left in this song? Okay, song's almost out. 7 seconds left. All right, and then. Then, okay. So, I'm going to go through the point totals.
Okay.
Ready? Oh, there he is. He's right. No. Somebody else. Okay. Again, with her first place, with a third first place finish, Lanny finishes three races with 3 points. That's the least amount of points you can get. And that's
right.
A good thing. Okay. I'm just going to go on the list. Me. Okay.
All right. Tin Toy Soldier has come back on.
Okay, hold on. Ready? Alto had 4 points for fourth place finish in the first race. His next two races, 2 points for second place, 8 points. Finney, her first race, second place, next two races, both her third place finishes, also with 8 points. Tied for second. Major Harrison Bolticus had a third place, a fifth place, and a fourth place. 12 points, fourth place overall so far. Swaghammer, we gave him 5 handicapping him.
And Swaghammer ran back.
Right. He ran back. Oh, he did a boop from last year.
He pulled a boop.
So he got 5 points, 4 and 5 for 14.
Okay. I say Alto and Finney, we got a tiebreaker.
All right. We
got
need
a tiebreaker race between those two.
All right. We need to. So instead of racing it out, all right, Finney and Alto, we need a race for second place overall. The race is for second. Tiebreaker. Is this just proceeding for the final race?
This is for that coveted second. So it's Alto and Finney.
Okay. Alto, Finney, get to the starting line and choose your vehicle.
Can they do it in a foot race? No.
It's 9 p.m. now. Tiebreaker. This is how it's going to work. 1 point to the finisher, to the first place, 2 points to the second. It's just like an asterisk. That's all it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Winner gets second place, loser gets third place, and then we're going to seed you for the final race. I don't know what that's going to do because you're all going to line up anyways. The top four going to the final. It's just for us. So, Finney, Alto, Choose your vehicles. What do you say?
Oh, and Alto is being a gentleman. Going for the same speed.
Okay.
And he's got the demon cycle.
Ooh. Okay. Alan, when you are ready, sir, are they lined up evenly?
Best that they're going to get.
Okay.
Considering the length of the cars.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Good enough. Wait, what did it say? Alan says, remember, this race is sponsored by... No, it's not. It's sponsored by Paragon Dawn. And Dawn Radio...
At least
not
Paragon
live.
Radio. Come on.
And Paragon Radio, schmuck. How dare you? Good Lord. Holy mackerel.
Go!
Do not listen to Alan, except for the countdown. Boss, right?
And he gets the boss glasses out again.
And we're going to have a new sponsor soon. Once I'm soon I'm actually going to have a 3D printing store open online.
Right.
So when that opens up, we'll have a new sponsor.
There we go.
It'll be cool. You'll like it.
So we got to have the Boss Alto figure? Boss Allen, I mean. Boss Allen.
Well, it depends if somebody can model it for me. I can't. No, I can only 3D print what you give me. I can't make. I have a license with Great High Studio. This is what I'll be printing out. It's for Warhammer 40K, and I'll be printing dungeon tiles for Dungeons & Dragons. You can put magnets in the bottom of them, and they'll connect to each other that way.
Finny in the lead.
Finny in the lead. Well, Finny, yeah, because Alto slowed down. Okay. Wouldn't it be funny if Alto switched vehicles halfway? Here they come. Finny.
It's Finny.
Alto,
and
it was
Alto.
Close. It was close. Okay, Finny takes second. Alto takes third. There you go. Okay, there you go. So, there you go.
All right. Time to start handing out prizes. All right.
We don't want to do one final race for them, or that's it?
I
want to
take care of this, then we'll have the big race.
Oh, no, never mind. Okay.
Right.
So, there you go. Final standings. Lenny in first. Finney in second, Alto in third, Major Harrison Bolticus in fourth, and Swackhammer in fifth. Ah, what a night of racing for the Fast and the Furious Canadian Drift. Thank you to all you anthropomorphics who joined us here in Canada, Canadian wilderness. No one froze. Thank you to Juno. Francisco being our spotter, Alan for being our starting person.
And
thank you,
Aldo wants me to give his prize to Swackhammer.
Oh,
and
gentlemen.
Swackhammer is saying no.
Wow. Oh, give something to Alan for being the start person all the time.
And give keep the prize for the CC. Okay.
Okay. Well, I want to take this time to say, hold on. It would help if I signed in first before I did this. It would help if it let me
log
in. Okay,
now he's accepting. Okay.
Oh.
It was just
okay.
A matter of, come on.
Somebody has to accept the prize.
All right, so he's getting the third and the fifth combined.
Right. Okay.
All right, you got that. Okay,
so
fourth place.
As you know. Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, fourth place is Major. he didn't understand. That's why he kept on refusing.
Okay. But I'm going to put this on Drone Radio. As you know, it's that time of year. I'm getting ready to participate in the extralife.com charity. What am I doing? Do you want me to jump up and down? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, I set it off. Otherwise, no. The extralife.com charity gang marathon, the beginning of November. What was that, the first week, I think? And what I'm going to do is instead of doing it 24 hours, I'm going to take a few days, 6 hours a day. I'm going to put it on twitch.tv. I just posted the link in Dawn Radio. Make a donation there. When you make a donation, you say which game you want me to do it in. Champions Online, City of Heroes. I think I even have count Neverwinter. If you want me to play Neverwinter, you know, whatever game you want me to play. I think I even have Lord of the Rings Online account. I even have Star Wars. The Old Republic. If you want me to play that, I'll even play that for an afternoon. If you want me to play that, you know, hold on. Let me put it over in City of Heroes also. I'm going to put that in the coalition. Here's my actual life.org. Oh, there it is, guys. That's my actual life.org. Donation thing, donation page. You know, if you want me to play City of Heroes, Champions Online, like I said, Neverwinter, I have a Paladin character over there. I haven't played in a couple of, you know, I gotta log in and play that. Star Wars The Old Republic, I have Jedis, I have Sith. I can play whatever you want me to play. I have a Jedi, you know, Jedi characters, I have Sith characters. Yeah, I like the Force characters, so. I actually have a whole bunch of characters over there. I have other characters too. So in Lord of the Rings, I have a dwarf named Beefy, high-level character, but I haven't played in like years. So not years, I just haven't played in a while. So let me know, you know, when you make a donation, just let me know what game you want me to play. You know, if it's spread out, I'll spread it out over the 4 days. You know, like one day I'll play COH, next day Champions, maybe one day Neverwinter, one day Star Wars Old Republic. Yeah, and the funny thing is, me and Matt Viker laugh, like, he's checking the dates. The Giants have the bye week that week. I won't miss football that week. And with our D&D campaign, I tell you what, on that Sunday, I'll play 6 hours, and then you'll get bonus D&D footage from me. You'll get D&D campaign from me that day, too. How does that sound, folks? So you get, so that'll be the tail end of 24 hours of total D&D. So let's see, Sunday. So that'll start Thursday. Thursday, 6 hours. Friday, 6 hours. Saturday, 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday morning, 6 hours. And then Sunday afternoon, or it depends on what time, what day we start playing. You know, I don't know, even know what day we're going to be playing. You know, like, we're going to be making characters next Sunday. It doesn't mean we're going to be playing on Sundays, you know. But
all
whatever
right.
day we're going to...
They're requesting for a foot race, so why not?
They
Let's have a foot race for the free-for-all.
Okay, hold on. Now, as a foot race, what travel powers can be used? Have we discussed that?
So, running,
uh-huh.
flying, tunneling.
Any acrobatics?
No TP.
Okay. So who's allowed in this foot race?
Anybody.
You getting in on this?
No, someone's got to watch who wins.
Well, I guess they want me in on this, don't they?
Of course.
Hold on. Wait. I want to change costumes. Hold it. No, wait a minute. Alan, not ready. Tell him not ready. Wait a minute. Is he counting?
No.
All right, he stopped. Hold on, I gotta find that. I got. Where'd it go? Oh.
People.
Okay. I'm wearing this super cool costume. Never popular. You know, would help if I got my. Okay, I got my travel power. I'm ready.
All right, we're taking a vote. Travel power or just run?
Travel power's on, yeah. Travel power.
One vote for travel. Two votes for travel. Okay.
Three
for travel.
Yes.
Don't mind either. And
well,
Margaret.
We're gonna burn some cowards. We're gonna go to you, Juno, to Juno and back. I don't mean Alaska. Wait, to Juno, Francisco, and back. I don't want people running to Alaska. Wait, no, you gotta say Juno, Francisco. Otherwise, they're gonna go to Alaska. Okay, I'm ready. Ready. Oh, ready.
And they're off and literally running, flying, any way it goes. I would say play the music here, but you're kind of busy holding buttons.
Yeah,
so,
if I play that song, I'm finishing last.
Yeah.
Play, I want to say play Yakety Sax. That's not Yakety Sax. Right? I don't know what I'm saying. I should have started it before the race.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm in last place because I don't know where anybody is, so.
Well, I mean, I'm waiting to see Juno's reaction. I think this is our first foot race.
I think this is. I think four people were in front of me, so. And I just realized something with leaping. When you leap, you, like, slow down.
And we have frozen titties. T-I-D-D.
That's right.
Here they come. All right, I'll get the report
here.
Yeah,
two of them just passed. I'm still going, and two of them just passed me on the way back. So I'm expecting like a fourth place finish. Well, only two of them passed me. So
Lanny and Alto again in the lead.
They're built for speed. Of course they are. I'm built. Oh. All right. I just passed Major Harrison on my way back. So
there goes Pogo and Finney.
I have a chance. Well, I don't know what I got a chance for. I just passed somebody else, so.
Just think, old man Bob could have been tunneling all the way through. Here comes Balticus. And I think, was Swack in it? I think Swack was in it.
I don't know. But this is interesting research about this travel power, so. Well, I never really use it for speed. I just use it for leaping and, like, you know.
And there goes Swack Hammer.
Okay. I think that's why I passed. Okay.
Once again, I'm surprised no one else thought about using vehicles as races here. Not one person. And Lanny takes the lead with dark speed. And Lanny is first. Alto is second.
I have a chance for third.
Oh, wait a minute. Lanny's saying she's got second. Okay, Alto is first, then Lanny.
Oh, okay. I just passed.
Okay, all right. And Alto's got one place. Pogo Man bounces into third. Finishes fourth.
Woohoo! I didn't finish last. My victory flip. Wee! Fingers hurt. I have a place.
And here comes Major Harrison Balticus coming from the air. And here comes Swack. Oh, he brings in a vehicle.
I think when he realized he was in last, he said, screw it. Hold on. To be fair, Swack Hammer that's a big Hot Wheels thing, so he had to pedal his way through. So it's okay.
Okay. Yeah, Alto will get first, and there he is in penguin mode. Penguin.
All right. I tell you what you're going to do. Is he? I don't recognize him. That's not Alto.
Alto's saying mad. What's mad?
I see.
Newt.
I didn't know penguins go newt.
All right.
I would like for you, whatever prize third place gets, give them to Alto and put them towards the costume contest.
Okay, so adding
keep them for whatever contest we have coming up.
Okay. Well, it's Alto's is the next one, so Alto gets 800. All right.
800 what?
Gold.
I would have got 800 gold.
Mine.
Give me mine. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. It's okay. I'm kidding. money. Wow, I don't even know what I've got. I haven't been online in a few months. I haven't, you know.
Okay.
I'm okay.
All right, then Lanny. For Lanny to wake up so he can collect the gold. Okay. All right, next was you, Pogo, you, and you faded off, so then it was Finny. All right, then it was Balticus.
Oh,
not Balticus.
To the soundboard. We go to the board.
I can't play the tune.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Well, we already got a donation.
$50.
$50 donation. For the extra life.
I'll go to my, hold on. I can't see it on my phone. I'm going to the board.
And we're
going to No. Wait. No, I want to see this year's donations. Thank you. Oh, Softy donated $50. Thank you, Softy.
Okay.
but you didn't say what game you want me to play.
I think that's a gimme. City of Heroes.
Okay, yes, okay. Yes, of course. Okay. So, in this year's goal, now last year I raised $1,001. This year's goal, $1,002. We're trying to raise $1 more than last year, but thank you. Hey.
Oh, and Alan's right there going, give me my money. He's turned to Stewie. Where my money?
Where my money? Okay. I sent her a thank you. You rock, Softy. Thank you. So $50 for City of Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There we go. Alan's been paid.
What'd you give him?
I gave him the agreed amount.
Okay. Group hugs.
I gotta get on the board first there, Alto. This is the Pogo. That's
this is mine. Hold on. This is my show. I don't have Sailor Moon. I don't have Sailor Moon. I'm sorry. This is a talk show. I'm sorry. This is a talk show I don't have. Is he pointing his gun at me? It's a talk show, dude. I don't have music. It's a talk show. We talk. Sailor Moon, Sails Around the Moon. I don't know the song.
Softy's going to send $100 for you to learn how to sing the Sailor Moon theme song now.
I know. Right? She's going to do it. No. $200 if I could sing it like I did for Sovereign Reign last year. Oh, what? You're playing on Dawn Radio Live?
I'm not on it.
We're not on. I'm not on Dawn Radio Live. I'm doing my show on Blog Talk right now, dude. What the hell do you want me to do?
I'll jump on in a second.
We got 2 minutes left on Blog Talk. Do you want me to extend
Pogo, get
to 10?
Get in the picture, Pogo.
Oh, wait. Where am I? Where do I have to stand? Hold on. Wait a minute.
Most of us are standing. Yeah, right here. Yeah.
Okay, right here. I'll just stand back here. Do you want me to extend the show to 10? Because we're going to go off in like 2 minutes.
Go off in 2 minutes. I'll take over. I'm just going to turn on mix.
Okay, and we can just talk then on Skype or whatever. Okay.
Or whatever, yeah.
All right, so I want to thank everybody for participating. We had a good turnout. I want to thank everybody for turning out for Fast and the Furious Canadian Drift. Next year will be year 4 of Fast and the Furious. I'm not sure what the name of it's going to be. I didn't check. But next year, yeah, come on out. Have some fun. There's a lot of crazy fun. And it's always fun, especially if you're not an anthropomorphic. Hang up for the final race. Blog Talk Betty, as we call her, just said we have 90 seconds left. Before we got to go back to Skype, so.
Betty's checking her OnlyFans account. No!
I want to say, tune in Monday night as we recap all the events from DawnCon 8. I call it Crossing the Streams Across the Multiverse. But also, San Diego Comic-Con this weekend. I hear it's going to be crazy in that Marvel is doing 2 huge panels that will not be streamed live. And there's speculation on a lot of news coming out from them. So I'm going to try and get it over the weekend for you guys and relay it to you Monday night. We might do 2 hours Monday night for all the news from DawnCon 8 recapping, San Diego Comic-Con recapping, that news from Marvel and DC alone. Because usually that's a big show in itself. Usually it takes me 2 weeks to recap all the news I get from San Diego Comic-Con. I would really like to do it in one shot, if not 2 hours Monday night, and then otherwise we don't get it done. So we didn't go to the tomb to get the tome.
Some of you on the left of me moved to the right.
Hold on. 10 seconds. Enjoy DawnCon 8 the rest of the week. Go to Dawn. The radio station. I can't think straight.
Dawn Radio.live,
Embrace the Dawn, and I'll see you next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Monday night for Paragon Radio. Stay super and enjoy DawnCon 8, everybody. Thank you. You guys rock. We'll see you next week. Goodbye. Okay, I screwed that up. Okay, I'm gonna shut this off, and you want to catch me on Skype?
Yeah, let me just set it up so I'll be ready. Then I'll
okay,
call
well,
you.
I got to. Okay, let me know when to. Should I end the show yet, or?
Hey, go ahead, because I got to hit the bathroom.
Okay, do that and then bring me on. Bye.
Okay.
Good job. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Get back.
I'll talk to you in a few.